the first thing I've decided to teach schools is that you need to learn that when someone tells you to be on class on time, you don't go, they're talking to everyone but me. Because your ability to do what you're told gives you the ability to have formations inside of you. Otherwise, all you're hearing, you become a parrot. You become an echo. You know, Isaiah 60 doesn't say, arise and reflect. I'm telling you, the church is full of parrots, people who can repeat what you said, but never become the message. The goal isn't to hear a message, the goal is to become the message. The word became flesh and dwelt among us, and through theologians, it became just words again. And how does that happen in our life? It happens as we allow ourselves to be pruned. And guess what? You go, well, I don't mind if God prunes me. The problem is that God happens to be invisible. I don't know if you've noticed that. Like that person has a great relationship with God. How many of you have said that? I have, 100 times. Oh, that person has a great relationship with God. How do you know the guy she's dancing with is invisible? How do you know if that person's shadow dancing or... How do you know the person's... God happens to be invisible? Have you noticed that? Oh, the Lord is my shepherd. Can't tell me what to do. I take all my words from God. Well, that's convenient. He happens to be invisible. How do we know you have a relationship with God? We say it all the time. That person has such a wonderful relationship with God. How do you know? Well, they're such a nice person. I could take you to the Rotary Club and find nicer people than sitting in the church. They don't even know God, most of these people. How do you know that you have a great relationship with God? How do you know that? Well, they know the Bible. Well, so did the Pharisees. Did they have a great relationship with God?